Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection. Today we're going to be talking about connecting to your needs. This is an essential part of your efforts in stage two. Before we get started, I want to give a shout out to our listeners in Frankfurt, Germany. Very cool. Frankfurt am Main joining us. Vielen Dank für diese Verbindung. Thank you for this connection. I'm so glad that you're here. And I hope that my German doesn't suck too bad. Please feel free to correct me. So connecting to your needs. When you're in stage two, you are working on leaving the stage where you are defined by your experiences and moving towards a stage where you're defined by your needs. And although none of us want to be self-centered jerks, and the stage of being defined by your needs is often thought of that way, because you are probably past your teenage years, there's not too much hurt in making sure you revisit this and complete it thoroughly, because you know enough not to act like a two-year-old at this point. And connecting to your needs is absolutely critical, because if you don't take care of your needs, they will pull you right back in to stage three at a time when you would probably rather be somewhere else. You'd probably rather be, you know, blissfully happy, but instead you're grumpy because you didn't sleep well, or your nutrition is off, or you didn't get that time that you needed doing that thing that you needed. And it kind of puts you in a mood. That's your indicator that your needs are not being met. So it's really important to actually take the time to catalog what your needs are. And this is incredibly important. It sounds so simple. And it ultimately is a simple task. But it's something that adults don't do very well. And especially if you're a parent, if you have children, even one child, more than one child, if you have a spouse, you can tend to diminish your own needs in an effort to make sure that other people's needs are being met. And this kind of martyrdom is celebrated in the United States. You'll have to tell me if it's that way in other countries. But this concept of mother as martyr, this concept of patriarch as martyr, each in their own way, for the sake of the family, sacrificing for the sake of the family. And sometimes that's required. But in most Western or Westernized societies, this martyrdom like we're living in the Old West is... it's just not necessary. It's very possible to make sure that all your basic needs are met and still make sure that you meet the needs of your family. In fact, if you don't meet your needs, you're going to do a really half-assed job of meeting the needs of your family and the people that you care about. So it's extraordinarily important to get your needs met first so that you can be in a place where you can help meet other people's needs. It's that critical. There's a saying, I grew up in the South, you can probably tell by the way I talk, and there's a saying we have down there that if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And it's so true. So moms out there, cut out this martyrdom nonsense and make sure you get your needs met, because when you're happy, your whole family is happy. And that goes for dad, too. And I don't know why they don't say that in the South, but it's true. If daddy ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So when mom and dad, or any adult, even if you're not married, even if you don't have kids yet, when you have your basic needs met, it's going to free you up to go and pursue purpose. Pursue even greater states of being in your life. Pursue love, pursue real relationships, pursue connection further to yourself, to others. It's the foundation of everything else. And that's why it's so early in stage two, because it's that important and it is the foundation. So let's talk about this. We're going to put some real time into thinking about our needs right now. So we all have needs. The problem comes when we tend to ignore our needs, or worse, when we don't even know what they are. Sometimes when people sit down to do this exercise, it's not like they know their needs and they say, oh, here's a list of my needs. That was easy. No, they really have to sit there and think about it. What do I need? You may be so out of touch with your needs that you don't even know what they are. And that's why we're doing this today. See, when you're moving between phases of your life, your needs will evolve. Your needs after you're in a love relationship, a romantic relationship, I'm going to call it a romantic relationship because all relationships should include some form of love. When you're in a romantic relationship versus when you're single, your needs may change. Having children, children going off to college, children evolving in their life, maybe from middle school to high school or so on. When you become a grandparent when you change jobs, when you go from your own schooling into the work world and now you're in a career, you're evolving, your life phases are evolving and your needs are evolving as well. So even if you do this exercise once today, it's going to be useful to do it again anytime there's a change in your situation or just periodically. I like to do this about once a year. Or any time that I find myself getting grumpy and I can't figure out why. It's a big flashing red light that there's a need here that's not getting met. So let's see what we might need here. So we want to take some time and consider what our needs are and list them out. And I'm going to have some categories here for you. And you can make some more categories of your own. This is just a start. This is not comprehensive, but it'll get us going. So let's start by talking about physical needs. How much sleep do you need? Sleep is critical for clearing plaques out of the brain. It's critical deep sleep, really good, high quality deep sleep and enough of it is incredibly important for your brain health, for your body health, to remain disease-free. But everybody's a little different on exactly how much sleep they need. The average person, 8 hours. I am more like 8.5, sometimes 9, but more like 8.5. Some people happier, closer to 7. But how much sleep do you need? What's the ideal? Now, obviously, if you're a teenager, you need a lot more, and the studies have shown that. Your sleep, the younger you are, the more absolutely critical your sleep is, and you need to make sure that you're getting enough. How much downtime do you need? Just relaxing. Just chilling, not really doing anything. Just wakeful, relaxing. How much time do you need for that? And how often? And this may not be daily. This might be on a weekly basis, or for some people a monthly basis, or it might be daily, right? Again, this is for you. What kind of just downtime do you need relaxing? And then what kind of exercise do you need? And exercise has a really varied definition. Exercise for you might look like going to the gym. It might look like weightlifting. It might look like cardio. It might look like classes, different types of spin classes, yoga classes, whatever. So this is sort of traditional gym-based stuff, or it might look like, if you live somewhere where the weather is nice right now, or if you're lucky enough to live somewhere where the weather is nice all the time, your exercise might look like walking some particular distance outside, or walking the dog 3 times a day, or something like that. It might look like turning on the radio and dancing around the room. It might look like yoga in your home, or using the equipment at different trails and parks. We'll put equipment along the trail. Maybe it looks like that. It could be all kinds of different things. Just whatever you like best. Now, you can include your sexual needs here as well, if you are of age. We're going to go into that more when we get to topics in stage three. But in terms of needs, there is no other subject that brings up as much feelings of guilt and shame and things like that as it does your sexual needs. So it's worth putting some thought into that here. And again, we'll go more in depth on that when we talk about stage three. So the next topic for physical is nutrition. What kind of nutrition do you need? Are there particular foods that make you feel healthy and vibrant, and maybe you need that? Or what kind of self-care routine is optimal for you? Right? What kind of routine do you need to take care of this body in terms of everybody's got a favorite morning routine and nighttime routine and things like that. What do you need for that? Then there are mental and emotional needs. Do you need to feed your mind? What kind of intellectual activities do you need, if any? Do you need close relationships? Or do you need to sort of meet people in general? What kind and how much contact do you like? Do you need time alone? How much time do you need alone? Depending on if you're an extrovert or an introvert, you'll need vastly different amounts of time alone. In fact, most people have an equation, and it really makes sense to try to find yours. For every hour that you spend with people, how many hours do you need alone to recharge? And this could look like anything. You know, very extroverted people who love socialization might say, you know, I could go a whole day around people before I need just 1 hour to recharge. Other people say, for every hour around people, I need a whole hour or a whole day to recharge. Everybody's different. Then let's talk about your spiritual needs. Do you need time to attend to your faith? Maybe you like to go to a particular service, an organized religion. Or maybe you just want time to study your favorite text. Or are there pilgrimages or retreats that you feel called to take? However you nurture your spiritual needs, if any, this is a good place to write them down. You may have medical needs. If there are issues going on, if you have challenges, medical challenges that you need to address, what do you need to do to take care of those issues? How can you face that head on? And professional and purpose-driven needs. Is there any sort of training that you need to go chase your purpose? Some people may need an entirely new degree or a certification or a licensing of some sort. Or maybe there are just skills or knowledge that you need to support you in chasing your purpose. What time do you need to actually go pursue your purpose? And what would that look like? And what else? Because everybody's life is unique, and your unique life may have other needs that I didn't list here, didn't fall into any of these categories. For example, do you need to feel like a good parent? Do you need to feel validated for something? These are needs too. The important thing is to be truly honest about what you need. Do not feel ashamed of what you need. If you feel badly about a need or you find that you need something unhealthy, explore that. Why do you feel that way? If you find that you have needs that are unhealthy, ask yourself why you think you need that. What does that thing do for you, and how does it make you feel, and are you being rewarded in some way for filling that supposed need? Are there other ways you could get the same feeling or the same result in a healthy way? And most importantly, just remember that your needs change. As you evolve and your life evolves, your needs evolve too. So update your list of needs as you learn about yourself and grow. Keep this near so that you can refer to it and periodically check in with it to make sure that you're attending to your needs regularly. So yes, I'm saying literally, write this down. And check back in on it periodically. Certainly whenever there's a major change in your life, but I like to check back in maybe once a year. So if you've got some needs that are unique, I'd love to hear those. If there's some categories of needs that should be included here, I'd love to hear that. If you have thoughts and questions of any kind, just click the link down in the show notes and you can send in your thoughts, questions, and ideas using the form on the community page. That does come directly to me and you will get an answer directly from me. And I may use your question on the podcast. If you'd like to remain anonymous, that can certainly be handled. Just let me know. So thanks for joining me for this episode. I've so enjoyed it. And as always, I am wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connections.